10:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and you can listen with the Radio Pup app. Just download it for your smartphone, and you can listen to this show and all KFYO programming with the Radio Pup app. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790, and the battle over Texas continues, and I guess the latest group, organization to enter that and to show that there is a real battle over Texas right now is Breitbart. And Breitbart News, over the weekend, they launched Breitbart Texas. And to discuss the new website with us and just some of the stories that they've been going after and that they will be going after, the managing director for Breitbart Texas, you can follow him on Twitter as well, Brandon Darby, at Brandon Darby on Twitter. Welcome to the show, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program. Breitbart Texas launched, what, Sunday, correct?
We launched Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time. That is correct.
And tell folks a little bit about Breitbart Texas, and you know, they've probably heard about Breitbart News. You know, they've heard that. They've gone to that website for years now. Tell folks why the expansion to focus on Texas.
Well, it's not just Texas. We launched two new sites at the same time. We launched Breitbart Texas and Breitbart London. So we opened an office in London as well to bolster. And I'll tell you a little bit about Texas by telling you about London. In the UK, there's a equivalent Tea Party movement, a movement trying to fight for liberty and trying to fight against big government waste and about against government intrusion into people's lives, overpopulation and so forth, but they have no voice there. And so we opened a satellite office there so that we can begin to identify the right people, hire the right people up as writers, and begin to really fight that fight. And that's the same thing that is. Now, in Texas, we consider ourselves predominantly conservative. Same thing, well, obviously in Lubbock, Texas, it's very conservative. But what a lot of us don't realize is that the national left establishment, the Democratic complex, along with their Democratic media complex, the mainstream media, they've begun to put a lot of effort and all of their national dollars and all of their national experts into the state of Texas to try to turn Texas into a left of center blue state, a Democratic state.
That's true, and you're seeing that with Battleground Texas. You're seeing that with even you know, some news agencies out there, some news publications. So Breitbart's coming in and offering sort of the alternative to what you see in some of those publications, because you guys have stories that you don't see in the national media.
Well, we have a tendency, you know, I think by naming me managing director and allowing me to build the site in Texas, what you can expect is a lot of what you've seen in the past, which is we have a belief that the average American who gets involved, the average working person who gets involved in politics, now that they're seeing things go in a direction they're not okay with, they have a tendency to be attacked not only by media, but they have a tendency to be attacked by Democratic politicians, and not only Democratic politicians, but also some very moderate Republican politicians who really have a number of Democrats supporting everything they do and no conservatives. So we exist to bring a voice to people who are being attacked by the mainstream media. We exist to expose hypocrisy in the mainstream media. We exist to make sure that, you know, we cover issues that other news covers, but about 50% of what we cover are items that we think people need to see, and they're not necessarily items that other groups cover. Like, we cover border issues. We covered the fact that at Eagle Pass, Texas, that over this fiscal year, they've had 100% increase in the number of illegal aliens who have been convicted of sex offenses inside the United States who are trying to illegally reenter. We covered that and no one else did. So we find those things, we cover them, and we make sure that the voice of conservatives is heard and that it isn't disrespected by mainstream media without them getting stung for doing so.
Visiting with Brandon Darby, you can follow him on Twitter, at Brandon Darby, also at Breitbart Texas on Twitter. And you can go to Breitbart.com and then click on Breitbart, Texas, in order to go to the website. You have quite a few stories that are up today, including Texas enforcing the voter ID law today, despite the Department of Justice, but quite a few other stories as well. What are some things, some areas that you yourself would like to see people focus on, some of your writers focus on, and some of the different maybe investigative pieces that we can look forward to on Breitbart, Texas?
Well, so in Texas, you have an interesting situation. You basically have a third of the state who identifies as Democrat.
Mm.
You have a third who identifies as a very moderate Republican. Another third who identifies as more independent, more Tea Party, more grassroots conservative. That third tends to be more focused on the Constitution, tends to be more focused on issues such as that. Well, in Texas, what you see is, if you really look at the media analysis, if you really look at what's going on in the state, you have the independent Tea Party, more conservative third, constantly at odds with the Democrats and the Republican, the mainstream Republican third. So those two groups tend to work together to push through things that are quite big government, that allow the federal government to intrude, allow the federal government to put regulations on the state of Texas without being fought against. So what you can expect from us and what we're going to focus on is we're going to expose the corruption that comes with big government. We're going to expose the benefits that different state legislators have and all the way down to county level, you know, in school districts. We're going to expose the financial waste, you know, the fiduciary waste. We're going to expose everything wrong that people are doing and just try to shed light on things that, you know, there's so many stories in this state of things that are going wrong. For instance, just with our state legislators and the misuse of the state plane. You know, the state leases these planes and jets for these guys, and these guys use them with impunity. And people write about it within the state. Little blogs write about it, but it doesn't go anywhere because there's not enough, they don't have enough fuel behind them and enough eyes seeing them. And then you have the Dallas Morning News, who, you know, God bless them. I mean, they do wonderful reporting, but they come from a left of center perspective, and they're quite unfair
right.
to candidates who are actually conservative. So you can expect us to step into that. So we're going to do deep investigations, organized crime, cartel activity within the state of Texas, corruption from our politicians and business leaders, and you're basically going to see us go around, have a lot of fun, and make a lot of people mad because we're going to tell the truth.
I like it. I can imagine the number of politicians who are not too happy that Breitbart, Texas launched is quite high. The number of politicians
Rick Perry
out there.
Welcomed us. Rick Perry welcomed us. Governor Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst welcomed us with a very touching welcome letter. Both Texas senators, both Cruz and Cornyn, welcomed us. So they all welcomed us with public letters of support, and we appreciate that. And very kind of them, but that doesn't mean that anyone's above having our eyes upon them or our investigative teams upon them if they make choices that are against the public interest.
Absolutely. Brandon Darby, I appreciate your time today, and we'll have you back on the show and encourage people to go on to Breitbart and Breitbart, Texas, as well to check out some of the great reporting that y'all have already done. I mean, you've got quite a few stories up there that people need to be reading and checking out. And one story that we've been taking a look at as well, this ACLU pushing for a taser ban in Texas public schools, something that people need to be checking out. Brandon, I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you. And don't forget that I live in Lubbock.
That's right, you do. You moved here just recently, right?
That's correct. I did. My little girl lives in Lubbock, and so I live closer to her now.
Once everything gets settled down, we need to get you in studio, okay?
I would love it. I'd love it. I'll be back next week. Let me know.
Good. Right. Well, yeah. Once I know you're traveling right now, so once you're back in, we need to get you in studio. We'll talk a little bit more about Breitbart.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Brandon, thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's Brandon Darby. You can follow him on Twitter at Brandon Darby. Go to Breitbart, Texas. Like I said, you got the managing director living here in Lubbock, Texas. Yeah, they're focusing a lot on Lubbock, also a lot on Texas.